A reading from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 7. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased. Upon him I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out nor shout, nor make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow dim or be bruised until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out to the earth and its produce, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind and to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. And a reading from John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfume oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas of the Iscariot, one of the disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money back and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not because of Jesus, but also, not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The servant of Yahweh. I cannot find any obvious or clear connection between the two readings today. They both stand alone as masterpieces of revelation and of theology. In Isaiah, we have the first of the rightly named servant songs, which will continue throughout the week. In these four accounts hidden away in Isaiah, one either sees a foretelling of Jesus in brilliant analysis, or one wonders if Jesus was modeled to fit these lovely descriptions. The correlation is uncanny at any rate. In the Gospel from John, we have a woman acting as the servant to Jesus. Maybe this is the connection. We have Mary of Bethany again taking the fervent disciple's role instead of the hostess role of Martha. She anoints Jesus' feet with expensive nard, which is the anointing oil for death. My interpretation of this from all three varied gospel accounts is that Mary is accepting the inevitability and necessity of death for Jesus, which Peter and the male inner circle cannot do. The whole house is filled with the fragrance. Judas is the spokesman in the story, and he pretends to prefer the poor to a simple act of love. That is the clear point. It is forever a judgment on what we might now call ideology on the left, a good balance after the text was heavily criticized, the ideology of religious zealots and Pharisees on the right. Jesus' response appears to be directly from Deuteronomy. There will always be the poor in the land. I command you, therefore, always be open-handed with anyone in the country who is in need or is poor. Chapter 15, verse 11 of Deuteronomy. Unfortunately, the only first phase is quoted in the gospel text, with the sad result that people have used this story to teach that religious piety is more important than social justice. As Paul will insightfully say later, If I give away all that I possess, piece by piece, or even if I give away my body to be burned, but do not have love, it is useless. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3. As always, love of Jesus and love of justice for the neighbor are just two different shapes to the one love. And again, from today's reading in Isaiah 42, verses 1 and 2, 4 and 7. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, but he will not cry out nor make his voice heard in the street until he establishes justice on the earth. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice, to open the eyes of the blind and to bring out prisoners from confinement. And our starter prayer for this day. God of love and justice, let me know and live that they are not separate. Loving people will do justice, and just people will do their work with love and respect. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.